This is Gen X Talks, part bourbon truth, part legacy reframe, part soul-first strategy for founders who don't have time for performative leadership. If you've ever hesitated to move until you had the perfect answer, this one's going to loosen that grip. Because somewhere along the way, right became the goal. And if we're being honest, you've delayed more progress trying to get it right than you ever have from getting it wrong. This episode is going to be about the myth of the perfect decision and how our obsession with precision keeps us stuck in false safety, shallow leadership, and energetic hesitation. Let's untangle the conditioning around right and move toward aligned. Welcome to episode 8, the myth of doing it right. Let's get one thing out of the way. Right is not a business strategy. And yet most of us, especially high-performing, high-capacity leaders, are addicted to chasing it. The right time, the right offer, the right move, the right hire, the right everything. We say we're being intentional. We tell ourselves we're waiting for clarity. We convince ourselves it's about being strategic and thoughtful and discerning. And sometimes that's true, but often, it's just fear wearing a smarter outfit. Because somewhere along the way, we confuse precision with protection. We convince ourselves that if we can just do it right, then it won't fail. It won't be judged. It won't waste time or money. We won't regret it. We won't look like we didn't know what we were doing. And if you're someone who's been praised for your intelligence, your intuition, and your ability to get it right in the past, the stakes feel even higher. Right becomes your ruler. Right becomes the gatekeeper of your momentum. Right becomes the invisible standard you measure everything against. And eventually, right becomes the reason you don't move. So let's zoom out and let's look at the hidden cost of being right. Imagine a founder who's built a wildly successful business, millions in revenue, a solid client base, team in place, but now they're pivoting. They want to evolve their model, introduce a new offer, maybe even speak or write or do something different. They've got the experience, they've got the audience, they've got the authority, but every draft they write gets deleted. Every framework they design never gets launched. Every decision gets paused because it's not quite right enough yet. When started as a strategic discernment, it can become a self-sabotage mask of professionalism because doing it wrong feels more threatening than staying stuck. Here's a little truth drop for you. Strategy is not about getting it right. Strategy is about knowing what you'll do when it doesn't go how you planned. Let me say that again. Strategy is not about getting it right. It's about building a relationship with the unknown that doesn't paralyze you. Because there will be pivots. There will be adjustments. There will be data you didn't have when you got started. And that doesn't mean you got it wrong. It means you're in motion. It means you're in the real game, not the rehearsal. So why does right always feel safer somehow? Here's where it gets sticky. For a lot of us, getting it right has deep emotional roots. It is not just about business. It's about control, safety, identity, validation, fear of judgment, fear of wasted effort. Maybe you were the smart one growing up, praised for having all the answers. Maybe you learned early that mistakes had consequences. Maybe you were the one that had to hold everything together and getting it wrong wasn't an option. So now, you hold your decisions hostage, waiting for perfection. But perfection was never the point. Progress was. So let's shift the language. Instead of, is this right? Let's try asking, is this aligned? Why? Because alignment honors something different. Alignment honors your values, your energy, your truth, your current capacity, your future vision. It does not demand perfection. It does demand presence. You can course correct from alignment. You can recalibrate from alignment. But chasing right? That usually ends in burnout or paralysis, and often both. So consider this. Imagine a business owner with a stellar reputation who's trying to shift into more leveraged offers. They're tired of trading hours for dollars, but every time they sit down to finalize the new program, they freeze. What if the pricing's not right? What if people don't buy? What if it's not the right way to launch? What if it's not the right time? They tweak, they delay, they hesitate, and the opportunity passes them by. Meanwhile, someone with half the experience and none of the hesitation is out there doing it messy, building momentum, learning in motion, not because they're better, but because they're willing to get it wrong on the way to something real. You want to reframe? Here's one. Don't ask, is this right? Ask, is this right enough to move? Right enough equals aligned enough to begin. Right enough equals not betraying yourself. Right enough equals informed by strategy, guided by clarity, but not choked by perfectionism. Progress creates clarity. Motion builds data. Action reveals resonance, but only if you're brave enough to stop bowing to right. So let's land this with a few questions for your journal, your voice note, or your next walk. Where in your business are you waiting for the right move? And what is that delay costing you? What would shift if you trusted right enough to be your new threshold? And what's one decision that you can make this week without having all the answers? Pause, rewind if you need to reflect on those a little bit more. And here's my call to you. I want you to pick one area where you've been spinning, trying to get it perfect, and give yourself permission to take the next right enough step. No guarantees, no perfection, just movement. Then share it with me. Send me a message, email me, find me in socials and DM me. Let's celebrate that clarity and motion energy. So here's your reminder. You don't need more pressure. You need more presence. Strategy can stretch you, but it should never shrink you. This was Gen X Talks, where we build legacy without losing ourselves. I'll see you in the next one, because next time we're going to talk about the real reason your strategy might feel misaligned, and it has less to do with the strategy itself and more to do with your capacity to hold what's next. Because even the best plan won't work if your energetic foundation can't support it. So don't miss it. I'll see you next time.